This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. Thanking God, I was thinking on the scripture where it says, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. And we are continuing on in the ways of holiness. It takes teaching and striving to give God what he's asking for. And the scripture says also, faith without works is dead. And I'm glad I'm a part of God's church. I'm glad I'm walking in the ways of holiness. And the scripture says, I die daily. And the teaching is coming forth that we may die daily. And at this time, I present unto you our great pastor, and he is a great teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips. To our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. We're going to talk to you today about God's ways. And before we get into that, we have a couple of numbers from our choir. This first number is called My Prayer. Thank God.
A striving saint with brethren, how am I? Do I fellowship and love all men in wisdom? For the example shows how the Lord is of no respect a person's. Marking the perfect man, I implement good judgment. I sacrifice to die with Christ daily. I gain, and his ways make known, his acts I must maintain. So my prayer, driving home, while on the phone, I'm still saying, Lord, keep me mindful of the instructions from holy teachings. Let my words yea be yea, and my nays be nays, all from the right spirit. I don't pray aloud, excited and quiet, telling how that I live. Right.
beautiful? Thank God. That's why the Lord loved the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Thank God. Yes, He does. Come from the Lord. Thank God for the choir, sanctified vessels singing for the Lord and not for the world. We're in it, but we are not of it. Deacon Debbie, what is our announcements?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now, the pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. And we hope you are enjoying these broadcasts and these messages that you are listening to. And we hope that you're not on this site for a moment. You're gone. But if you are, that's all right. Now and then you find a traveler. Many will seek and shall not be able. They cannot accept the message from the messenger. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. What is God talking about? He's talking about His word. Because His word is 10 precepts. Keep therefore and do them. But this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Jesus said, they that do and teach shall be called great. I believe the word. I believe the scriptures. I believe the scriptures that contain God's word. They say this Bible is the word of God. It is not the word of God. The Bible is a compilation of scriptures. The Lord said, believe on me as the scripture hath said. And the Lord said, search the scriptures, because the scriptures many times come in books. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they that are written of me. That's the word.
All right.
So we want to talk about God's ways, and God's way is his word, which is his commandments, which is the law, which is who Jesus is. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So let's go to 1 John 4 and 15. Thank God the choir sang wonderful.
Yes, it is.
And what makes it so wonderful is because I know their life.
Yes.
These and we were all raised in holiness.
Yes.
One may, don't write in and say, could you sing Bishop Greenstone's song? I don't know Bishop Greenstone's song, or stone or song, his song. Said, do you know Oh the Blood? I might know the song, but I don't know whose life that sang it. I don't know their life. And many times these songs are being sang by people that don't know God, and they don't know what they are singing about. They have no understanding of the words. They're just singing words. But I trust what we sing over here, we have understanding of what we're singing.
Yes.
I believe we do.
Yes.
And most of what we sing was given to us by God.
God.
1 John 4 and 15, what does it say?
Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God.
Now that's a true statement. If you confess. I've seen drunkards on milk cartons saying, I love the Lord, Jesus is God. He's the only one. And one came in and said, he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And didn't know God, as far as my knowledge of his understanding is. It's not talking about confessing with your mouth. It's talking about living a life. It's talking about a process of being born again and being sanctified. That's how you confess him, by confessing the life that he lived. Read.
Mm-hmm. And we have known and believe the love that God had to us.
What?
God is love.
God is love. Mm-hmm. People say, I have love. You do. We all were born in this life with some form of love from a God that's not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The devil is good and evil, and we were all born good and evil. That's a secret most people don't know. But God is just love. God is love. What?
And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him.
That's God's way. God's way is love. But we want to define what God defines love is. St. John 14 and 15. Lord said, you do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. If you know the power of God, God can do anything but fail. Is there anything too hard for God? But these jackleg preachers tell the people, can't nobody live perfect, then you limit God. Because when you got God, you can do all things.
All right, all right.
God showed you what he could do with his anointed. He could open the Red Sea.
Yes.
He suffered for iron to float on the water. He suffered Peter to walk the water. God walked the water. The Lord walked the water. Can do all things when God is with you.
Right.
With men, these things are impossible. But with God, all things are possible.
Isn't
that beautiful? But these preachers don't preach it because they don't believe it, because they don't know it. 14, St. John 14, 15, what does it say?
If ye love me, keep my commandments.
Now that's the definition of the love of God. He said, now if you love me, keep my commandments. How plain is that? Now that's the love of God. So if you say, I have love, I ain't never went to church a day in my life. You got love, but it's not the love of God. 21st verse says what?
Yes. He that hath my commandments.
Now it's talking about these churchgoers, whether you go to church or not, and you have to be a churchgoer because you got to get it from somebody. Some Jew got to give it to you. Salvation is of the Jews. That's what the scripture said. Can't change that.
Right.
Said, now you lying, pastor. My pastor ain't no Jew. He's a black man.
All right, pastor.
The scripture says salvation is of the Jew.
Go ahead.
If your pastor, I don't care if he's green.
All right.
If he's not saved, he's not a Jew.
Go ahead.
If he's saved, he's a Jew. And if he's saved, you can get saved through that knowledge. If they're not saved, you can't get saved through them. Mm-hmm. He that hath my commandments, what?
And keepeth them.
Now, wait a minute. Have them, but keep them. Mm-hmm. What?
He it is that loveth me.
He it is. That's the one. Mm-hmm. He it is that what?
Loveth me.
What?
And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father.
You love Jesus, you're going to love the Word, you're going to love the Father. Father going to love you. Mm-hmm. That's the one that loved me. He defined it. How plain is that?
Right.
Because most people talk about love from a carnal view, and they don't know it's carnality. But we're going to get into that. But it's about God's ways. Mm-hmm. This is his way.
All right.
He shall be loved of my Father. What?
And I will love him and will manifest myself to him.
Now, how is God going to manifest himself to you, churchgoer? Because that's who this is to, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Those that think they know God. Those that are called by his name. That's who God sent his anointing to. He's not talking to the sinner because they're free to sin. But should you want to live for God, if you think you live for God, this is who this is to. He come to save that which was lost. Lost in knowledge. How is God going to manifest himself to you, Baptists, and you're not keeping God's commandments? You make this scripture a liar. You make God a liar. God is not a liar. You just don't have no understanding. What's been manifested to you is your father, the devil. That's who's been manifesting himself to you. You just don't know it. And he comes in forms of hate, evil, and good. A lot of good things they do in these churches is not keeping God's commandments. If you're not keeping God's commandments, how plain is that? Let's go to 1 John again, 5. Let's go back there. We don't have much time, but we're going to move. Teacher Brown says it's like a flying roll. Got to catch it. But if you stay with it, if you don't have time to write them down, just listen. It's about he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. 1 John 5:1, what does it say?
Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the
Christ.
Now, wait
a minute, there it is again. People read over that. Whosoever, that means rich, poor, black, white, green, yellow. Whatever creed, any color, whatever race, whosoever, mm-hmm. what?
Believeth that Jesus is the Christ, is born of God.
Now, you think just because a child is 5 years old said, you believe Jesus was the Christ? Yes. That just make you born again, huh? It's a process. Because believing is having faith. But if you believe or have faith without works, you don't really confess him. You really don't believe. Unless you got the works to show you believe. If you believe, you obey his word.
Yes.
That's the work. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. What?
And everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of
him. So if you love God, if he's begotten you, pricked your heart, you should love me.
All right.
And everyone that, as we just read, keep his commandments. Those that have been begotten by God. What?
By this we know that we love the children of God.
Now this is how you know. Mm-hmm. This is the litmus test. Mm-hmm. This is how you know. In these churches you got more eyes rolling at each other, more hate going on. But when you have the love, when you have in the church those that honor God.
Right.
So I don't know what you're doing at home, but I know what you're doing to your brothers and sisters and what you're doing to me.
Right.
I know what you do when I see you. I know how standoffish you are. I know how close you are. I see how you run from me.
Thank God.
I hear your snide remarks. You don't have no honor for the Father.
Right.
I hear how you go back and forth with me trying to tell me something, and you were brought to listen.
Yes, right.
To hear, not to speak.
Yes, Pastor.
I see your honor.
Thank God.
How you don't love God.
Right.
Read.
By this we know.
That
we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments.
By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and honor thy father and thy mother.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not kill, commit adultery, steal, bear false witness, covet. Can you do any of these things to God without a body? No, you can't. You can't really kill God without a body.
Right.
Commit you without anybody here, you can't do these things against God.
Mm-hmm.
You need a body to do that.
Yes.
To prove you love God.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
For this is the love of God.
There it is. So Jesus said just love. Well, this is the love of God. What?
That we keep His commandments.
That we keep His commandments. What?
And His commandments are not grievous.
Not hard.
Yes, Pastor.
They tell you me that, oh, that law was done away with. It was just too hard.
No.
Who's lying, them or the scripture?
Right.
Not grievous.
Yes,
thank
God.
So, well, why would God destroy something that's not grievous? He said we still should keep them.
Thank God. Yes.
Fourth chapter, 4 and 16.
Yes, Pastor.
Right there,
yes.
4 and 16.
And we have known and believe that love, that the love of God hath to us.
What?
God is love.
What?
And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God.
So when you keep God's commandments, you're dwelling in God.
Yes, Pastor.
So I don't think you got the Holy Ghost. You can think what you want. I go by what the scripture's telling me. I believe God's word. If I keep God's commandments, I'm dwelling in God. I have to hold on to that belief, not about what you bringing up,
right.
Something you made up. Because you got no proof of what you're talking about, but I got proof of what I'm doing.
Right.
Where's proof about you keeping Sunday? Where's your proof that you're a Baptist? I got proof I'm in holiness. I got a proof my goal is to live perfect. Where's your proof that you live like you do? Where's your proof that God paid for your sins and you don't have to do anything? Where's your proof that you've been told it's a lie, but it's not true? Read.
Yes. Herein is our love made perfect.
Now, wait a minute. Our love has to be made perfect. You can't have your love made perfect if you ain't perfect. Mm-hmm. You can't have one without the other. If you're perfect, your love is perfect.
Right.
If you ain't perfect, your love ain't perfect. How plain is that?
Mm-hmm.
Herein is our love made perfect because that's what God is calling for. Perfection.
All right.
What?
That we may have boldness in the day of judgment.
Now we got boldness. That's why I can be bold and say, listen, you don't know what you're talking about. I stand on the word. I stand on the scripture. What do you stand on?
Beautiful. Yes.
The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. What? Your day may be Sunday, the first day of the week, but it ain't the Sabbath of the Lord. The Sabbath of the Lord is the seventh day.
Mm-hmm.
My father rested on the seventh day. When did your father rest? Don't say the first day of the week because you got the wrong father.
All right,
mm-hmm. Why you can't be bold in what God is saying?
All right. Because as he is, so are we in this world.
Now, wait a minute. As he is, how is God?
Right.
I believe the scripture says, be ye therefore perfect, as your Father in heaven is perfect.
Beautiful.
How you going to be as he is if you, so how you going to do that? If you can't live perfect, how you going to be like he is then? As he is, so are we in this world.
Yes.
Oh, we in the flesh. That's the world. It's telling you, be as he is, so are we, unless you ain't the we the scripture's talking about. If you one of these Baptists and Methodists, people say, can't nobody live perfect? You ain't that we talking about. As he is.
Mm-hmm. So are we in this world.
In this world.
Mm-hmm.
Or you won't get to the next one, the next world. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Proverbs 4 and 12.
All right.
Now, this is the meat of my thought. That's just a prelude to kind of set you up for what's coming. There's a bomb in Gilead. And I'm getting ready to drop it. Thank God. I'm just telling you what the scripture's saying. I'm trying to set your mind together for the big one.
Go ahead.
14:12.
Beautiful.
Thank God.
When thou goest, thy steps shall
say,
not.
Excuse me.
Yes, Pastor.
Proverbs, I said, 14:12.
14, yes, Pastor.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep them ears open.
Yes, Pastor.
Attentive.
Yes, Pastor. There is a way which
now
seemeth.
Now listen, there is a way.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Which seemeth right unto a
it
man.
It just seems right unto a man, which mm-hmm. seemeth right. Because man is looking through the eyes of carnality when you're born in this life.
Yeah.
You're born into enmity against God. We're born that way. And I'm going to show you what the scripture is telling us about that. But there is a way which seemeth right
mm-hmm.
unto a man. What?
But the end thereof are the ways of death.
Now that's the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Man's end is death. Naturally so.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 55:8. Right. Let's go there.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
It's beautiful to know it. The end thereof, death, that ain't even beautiful. But it's beautiful to know that, right?
Yeah.
There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death.
Yes.
Is that beautiful?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Right, Pastor.
But it's just a beautiful thing to know it.
Yes.
It's not, though, but it's sad. But it's beautiful to have the knowledge, right?
Yes.
All right. 55:8, what does it say?
In 8, yes, Pastor. For my thoughts are not your thoughts.
Elder Batiste was touching on this on Tuesday. God is saying through his anointing, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. We're talking about God's ways. What?
Neither are your ways my ways, saith the
Man's
Lord.
Man's ways lead unto death when you're born into this life. But God's way is not like man's ways that's born into this life. What?
For as the heavens are higher than the earth,
what?
So are my ways higher than your ways.
What?
And my thoughts than your thoughts.
1 Corinthians 15:47. Let's go there.
Yes, Pastor.
Thank God for Paul. Paul, if you really follow the teachings of Paul,
mm-hmm.
Paul went through it all. That's kind of rhymes.
All right, Pastor.
Paul went through it all.
All right,
Paul was carnal. That's why he said, for the law is spiritual, and I am carnal, sold under sin. But guess what Paul did? He overcame.
Right.
How long it take a pastor? It could have took him one day. It could have took him 5 years. We don't know. But he said, there is therefore now
no condemnation.
Beautiful.
To those in Christ you who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. For the law of the spirit in Christ made me free.
The law
said he overcame all
Beautiful.
Of that.
Beautiful.
He said the same thing the Lord said. He said, I've overcome the world. That's what Paul was saying. He come through it and realized, he said, what I do, I allow not. That I allow, that I do. He said, but what is it? It's sin that's in me. But he said, what will I do in this so and so? But I thank God through the flesh, I'm going to serve the law of sin. But through the spirit, I serve the law of Christ.
Then
in the 8th chapter, therefore now. But we won't go into that right now. But I'm just showing you, that's who Paul was talking about. He was talking about himself. He had overcome.
Yes.
1 Corinthians 15:47. What does it say?
The first man is of the earth.
That first man is of the earth.
Earthy.
That's talking about that baby coming here.
Mm-hmm.
Male or female. That first man is of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Earthy.
Mm-hmm.
What?
The second man is the Lord from heaven.
So that new man is the Lord from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
The new man in our life has got to be God. That's why when you do see, so that's God. It is the new man. And that new man and the old got to merge as one, because only one leaving here. If you're not one with God, you're not leaving here going into the kingdom. That's what we strive to merge as one. That's a miracle. It's a mystery. But your mind's got to be one with God. One spirit. And that new man is the Lord. That's the only thing going back to the Lord is what came from him. That's all it is. What's going? He's coming to get you. If you ain't ready, you're not going. Got to be one.
Yes.
Read.
As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy.
So if you're earthy, such are they that are earthy. You're going to be carnal minded.
Yes.
That's what it's talking about. That natural man, earthy.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly.
So that's why I said we're in heavenly places. Heavenly is the spiritual mind.
Yes.
We strive to be spiritual minded. The heavenly bear heavenly fruit. You become heavenly when you have a heavenly mind. When you hear the spiritual, you get with it, you become more heavenly. That's why I said, now, the carnal mind is an enemy to God, can't be subject. But if you want to get spiritual mind, be subject.
start obeying, you become spiritual minded.
Oh, beautiful. Thank God.
Why would God leave you when you obeyed him? If God said, put oil in your lamp, why would he come and get you say, no, you still come? He will take you. But if he said, put oil in your lamp and you don't, you're enemy. He's not taking you. He's going to leave you. You're not ready. But if you obey, put oil in the lamp, you go back with him. Isn't that beautiful? If you believe, you're with God right now. What's the fruit when you believe? You have a pleasantness. Or you able to say, amen, you're right. But when you don't, it's a rebuttal. You're not with God. That's the carnal mind. It's the enemy. Can't be subject. God is telling you it's like this. No, you should know it's like that. That's not subject. That's the carnal mind. That's the enemy. And be regardless of how much you say you love me, love God, love the saints, you are the enemy when you cannot be subject. That's what you are. And I know who you are. And I ain't got no problem shaking your hand and smiling in your face. But I will quickly separate myself from you because I know who you are. You want to know, prove God who you are? Be submissive to the teaching. Be submissive one to another. When you find a saint that's not submissive to you, that's somebody, that's the enemy working there. Separate yourself. That's the enemy. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's the teaching.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.